It really wasn't. It was like kind of disappointing. I always kept that aspect in mind, you know, even in the music that I wrote and stuff, because that's what I saw needed to be done, you know. Most people needed to understand that music was like a political tool, you know. You could gather people around a good show, and if the material had political import, people would pick up on that, you know. It didn't have to be pushed as heavily as it was with John and stuff, but and John had moved on once, you know, we got him out of prison. It was kind of disappointing because we all were looking for it. I was thinking he was going to come back and, you know, his first thing would be to scoop up all of those kinds of bands and like start pushing forward, you know, and support. But he was a little shell shocked after all that time in prison and just, you know, kind of slowed his roll a little bit. He started managing Mitch Ryder and bands like that. And we were kind of like on our own as far as, you know, how to proceed. We went to New York in 78. We had like eight songs in our songbook. Went, I met with Hilly Kristal, booked a Saturday night at CBGB's. Met Cheetah Chrome from the Dead Boys and rubbed elbows with like Blondie and you know, Johnny Thunders and those guys from the Cyl Sylvain and all those guys from the Dolls and stuff. And it was just all those guys are really supportive, you know. And as it turned out, later on after those bands broke up, many of those guys moved to Ann Arbor. Like Dee Dee came here to live for a while. Johnny Thunders came. Cheetah, whenever the Dead Boys were touring, would you know, contact me and wind up crashing at her house or rehearsing at her house because I always had a band house going on.